What a game it was. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and this is the Post Game Show. What a thrilling game it was as the big one went to overtime. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. Kansas City becomes the first back-to-back NFL champions since the New England Patriots in 2003 and 2004. So much stats, so much we got to get to, so let's get right to it. So again, as I stated earlier, in overtime, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. Slow start in the beginning for both teams. In the first quarter, San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey fumbled on the 49ers' opening drive. Here's how it happened.
They go back to him again. Ball is on the ground. The ball is out. Karlaftis is there for Kansas City. The first signal is a Chief recovery.
So after the fumble by McCaffrey, Kansas City would get the ball back. Now, Kansas City failed to do anything on that drive. And after that, it was pretty much stagnant, very stale in the first quarter as the score was tied at zero. The second quarter, the 49ers were first to get on the board with a field goal from Jake Moody.
55 yards, 54 was the record. Steve Christie and Moody, the rookie, nails it. A Super Bowl record.
All right, so Moody makes the field goal, which at the time was a Super Bowl record from 55 yards. San Francisco leads early in the second quarter, 3-0. Moody had the record until it was broken later in the evening. We'll get to that in just a little bit. However, a key play was made by Patrick Mahomes. When did he make key plays in this game, right? He completes an important pass to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a big first down. Here's how it happened.
Mahomes rolls out and going deep, and it's caught at the 10-yard line. Mecole Hardman holds it in.
That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. Jim Nance on the call. So Kansas City, right in the middle of the first quarter, they get a first and goal situation thanks to Patrick Mahomes completing a big pass to wide receiver Mecole Hardman. So it's first and goal for Kansas City. Unfortunately, they would run into trouble.
First and goal. Pacheco cuts it outside. Tries to do it a second time. And he lost the football. And the Niners are on it. Unbelievable play.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. So after Mahomes made the big play to Hardman, on the next play, Isaiah Pacheco, Kansas City Chiefs running back, would fumble and San Francisco would get the ball. So in an impressive drive by the 49ers, and it would set the stage for later on in the quarter. However, before we get to the possession where the 49ers had scored, devastating injury to linebacker Dre Greenlaw, suffering a lower left leg injury, but now the reports are saying that it's an Achilles injury. So, man, that was a tough break for the 49ers, tough break for Dre Greenlaw. So we move later on into the quarter where the 49ers, they get offense going, and a little trickery happened for the 49ers to get their first touchdown of the game.
Juwan Jennings, great play. Ball falls in the air for a long time. McCaffrey's able to pull it down, and he's going in for the touchdown.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, and on the call is Jim Nance. So with the flea flicker, trick play, Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the 49ers, throws a touchdown pass to running back Christian McCaffrey. The extra point was good, and San Francisco would lead 10-0. So Patrick Mahomes leads the way, drives the team up the field. Travis Kelce's involved in the drive. And just before halftime, the Chiefs would add more points. We get points on the board from Harrison Butker making a field goal to give San Francisco a 10-3 lead going into halftime. So after we were entertained for the 15 minutes by Usher, of course, getting some appearances from Keys, Her, Jermaine Dupri, also Ludacris, and Lil Jon. That was very entertaining. So after the halftime show from Usher, you thought first half and the halftime show was entertaining. The second half was drama, and it made for a fantastic Super Bowl. So we start off the second half, third quarter, rocky start for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes committed a turnover.
3-12. Stepping up and lost it. He is picked off. He overthrew a target. And Brown comes down with it. Jair Brown, the rookie from Penn State, with the interception.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, and Jim Nance on the call. So 49ers defensive back Jair Brown makes the interception. And again, San Francisco maintains the 10-3 lead. So after San Francisco failed on their drive, Kansas City got back on offense. Harrison Butker makes a field goal to decrease the 49ers lead 10-6. However, a reversal of fortune that would be one of the key plays in this contest. Here's how it happened.
Put some odds on that. He cuts it. It's a fumble, and it's a recovery by Kansas City.
You knew something was happening there. You just felt
it. I just wasn't sure what it was.
Nostradamus again.
And now set up in the red zone. Trying to take the lead. Mahomes goes for it right away. Wide open. Touchdown. Valdez-Scantling.
So again, that audio, again, courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. So the 49ers fumble on the punt return. Kansas City recovers. Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown pass to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And for the first time in the game, Kansas City has a 13-10 lead at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter proved to be big dividends. And again, it would set the stage for what was yet to come. So the fourth quarter, Kansas City has a 13-10 lead, but the San Francisco 49ers, they were not laying down by any stretch of the imagination. And what a game Juwan Jennings had.
Fourth down, it's Kittle, and I think he's short.
No, he got it.
You think so? Reach it out.
He got it.
Okay. That was Reed on the tackle. 1 second on the play clock. Second and nine. Purdy's pass. Caught! Jennings! Get it! What an effort breaking tackles! Now he's thrown for a touchdown and caught another!
Again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. So the 49ers went for it on a 4th-and-3. Brock Purdy completed a pass to George Kittle. That gave San Francisco the first down, and then the next play, Purdy completes the pass to Juwan Jennings, giving the 49ers a touchdown. However, Jake Moody's extra point was blocked, so early in the third quarter, San Francisco would have a 16-13 lead. Now we move along to for the remainder of the quarter. Kansas City's offense led a successful drive to get Harrison Butker in field goal range, so the game would be tied at 16. However, late in the fourth quarter, Jake Moody would make a 53-yard field goal to give San Francisco the lead back 19-16. But then just before the end of regulation, Harrison Butker would kick a field goal to tie the game at 19 to send it into overtime. So we're in the overtime period. San Francisco, they get the ball first. They win the coin toss. Successful drive. They were able to get Jake Moody in the field goal range. Jake Moody makes a field goal to give San Francisco a 22-19 lead. But when you talk about the best just continues to get better, what can you say? Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes, a master at work, and greatness is just continuing to happen right in front of our eyes. a very successful drive. San Francisco had some stops on defense. However, Patrick Mahomes was just too good, being on the drive, using his arm, using his legs. Isaiah Pacheco was involved in the drive. Travis Kelce. Also, Marquez Valdez-Scantling made some key plays. Rashee Rice was effective. Justin Watson was amazing down the stretch as well. And Patrick was able to use his legs as well as Travis Kelce contributing on the drive and was able to make plays. Kansas City had a first and goal. And this is how Kansas City sealed the deal.
First and goal. Mahomes swings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot! Kansas City!
And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special. We talked about he was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hardman, who they didn't have, right?
And they win it by three on this touchdown throw to Mecole Hardman, who started the season as a Jet.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League, the NFL, and CBS Sports. Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call, and that sealed the deal for the Kansas City Chiefs as Patrick Mahomes threw the touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman to win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. A lot of stats. We'll get to them. A lot of important information. We're going to get to all of that. But first, here's some comments from Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, also head coach Andy Reid, also quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Oh, and yeah, the tight end, Travis Kelce.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Andy, the football team, our coaching staff on an incredible performance. And it's been an amazing five-year run. I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity. Watching today's game, I couldn't help but think about my parents and how proud they would be of this football team. At their heart, they were the biggest Chiefs fans in the world, and they would love celebrating another world championship with the best fans in the NFL, Chiefs Kingdom. Kudos to the team. What an incredible performance. One of the most thrilling Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. Defense played out of mind. How about that D, baby? Our defense played great, and then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful. Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those? Chiefs!
Really, just the whole game was just kind of our whole entire season. It was the defense just keeping us in there, and then the offense making plays when it counted. And then, of course, Harrison Butker hitting from about 70. So it was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just proud of the guys that kept believing, and I'm proud of the coaches for calling up those plays. They got us some touchdowns there at the end. Yeah, just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that. Yeah, it means the world. Just the whole family of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom is special. Brittany's a great wife with two great kids. I can't ask for anything better than this, man. We're Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. I'll see y'all at the parade. Let's do it, baby.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva! Las Vegas! Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three. But we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with, family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it. You got to fight for your right. Believe it, baby. I'll see y'all next year.
Carl Wright, Travis Kelce, as they see naming it and claiming it for next year, because next year's Super Bowl will be in New Orleans, and we'll dive deep into that just a little bit. But that audio, again, courtesy of the National Football League, the NFL, and CBS Sports. So you heard owner Clark Hunt, head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and tight end Travis Kelce just talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, the organization. You heard Reid, Mahomes, and Kelce all basically kind of sharing the same sentiment about, you know, they never considered themselves to be underdogs, and the resiliency that they had to go through all season long that led up to this point in the big game to raise their third Lombardi Trophy in 5 seasons. And on top of that, to become first back-to-back NFL champions since the 2003-2004 New England Patriots. 20 years ago. All right, so let's get to the stats now. So again, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. Let's start off with San Francisco. Quarterback Brock Purdy played a very effective game, very efficient game, completed 23 out of 38 passes for 255 yards and a touchdown pass. Juwan Jennings had a touchdown pass in his game to go along with 4 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey, 22 carries for 80 yards, and he had 8 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Ayuk, 3 catches for 49 yards. Deebo Samuel, 3 catches for 33 yards. Kyle Juszczyk, 2 catches for 31 yards. On the defensive side, Fred Warner recorded 9 tackles. Eric Armstead, Javon Hargrave, and Chase Young recorded a sack. And Jair Brown recorded an interception. On the winning side for the champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, quarterback Patrick Mahomes completed 34 out of 46 passes for 333 yards, 2 touchdown passes, and an interception. He had 9 carries for 66 yards. Isaiah Pacheco had 18 carries for 59 yards, and he had 6 catches for 33 yards. Travis Kelce had 9 catches for 93 yards. Mecole Hardman had 3 catches for 57 yards, and including the game-winning touchdown. Justin Watson had 3 catches for 54 yards. Rashee Rice had 6 catches for 39 yards. Noah Gray had 2 catches for 22 yards. Marquez Valdez-Scantling had 3 catches for 20 yards and a touchdown. And the Super Bowl 58 MVP is Patrick Mahomes. And just to get some more information to pass along to you, in the first quarter, Jake Moody held the record for the longest field goal made in Super Bowl history. That record was broken in the early part of the second quarter. That was until the early part of the fourth quarter when Harrison Butker made a 57-yard field goal. So now Harrison Butker now holds the record for the longest field goal made in Super Bowl history with a 57-yarder. Also, some more notes to pass along to you. Despite in the losing effort, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings becomes the second player in Super Bowl history with a touchdown pass and a receiving touchdown. The first player to do it was Nick Foles with the Philadelphia Eagles in the big one, which was played in Minneapolis. That was number 52. Also, some more news and notes to pass along to you. So as I stated earlier, Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the game. Mahomes, along with Tom Brady and Joe Montana, are now the only players in NFL history, in Super Bowl history, to have 3 Super Bowl MVPs. Patrick is just going to continue to get better, man. It's going to be rough for the next decade or decade and a half, however long he plays, pending his health, man. It's just the best continues to get better, and it's just going to be so exciting. And then, again, as I stated earlier, the Kansas City Chiefs, again, the first team since the 2003-2004 New England Patriots to win back-to-back Lombardi trophies, and this is the Kansas City Chiefs' third NFL championship, third win in their third Super Bowl in 5 seasons. So, man, Kelce played a great game. Pacheco was effective towards the end. Justin Watson and Rashee Rice made key plays when necessary. Valdez-Scantling caught a key touchdown in the fourth quarter. And, of course, Mecole Hardman getting the game-winning touchdown. What's not to love about that, right? And again, Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, yet again of the big game. This is his third MVP, again joining Tom Brady and Joe Montana as the only players with three Super Bowl MVPs. So again, the final score, the Kansas City Chiefs 25, the San Francisco 49ers 22. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the game. So you heard Travis Kelce say in the audio, say, can't wait to see you next year. Next year's Super Bowl is going to be played in New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in franchise history in New Orleans, beating the Minnesota Vikings at the defunct Tulane Stadium. Something interesting to pass along to you right there. Travis said, we'll be back next year. So next year's Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans. So going to be interesting. As they say, Travis is naming it and claiming it. We'll see. But in the meantime, what a great Super Bowl it was in Las Vegas. Great halftime show. Game was great. Las Vegas, first Super Bowl. I know there are going to be many more Super Bowls in Las Vegas in the near future. So the final score, the Kansas City Chiefs 25, the San Francisco 49ers 22. And as far as San Francisco is concerned, it's tough. Everybody wants to win, but everybody can't win. But I pray that everybody will be back. I know as far as Brock Purdy is concerned, he's got two more years left on his rookie contract, so Brock will be back. I know George Kittle got an extension a few years ago. McCaffrey got his extension as well. Debo has extensions, so that core on the offensive side is going to be back. Trent Williams, he says he's not going to retire anytime soon, so we'll see how that's going to play out. I know Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead, they got their extensions a couple of years ago, so those guys are going to be back, as well as Fred Warner. Dre Greenlaw, I don't know. That injury was pretty nasty. We'll see what happens by the time training camp rolls around, or even when preseason starts, if he's going to be ready by that time. If there's anything that needs to be changed for the 49ers, they're going to have to get some defensive backs, because, man, they got tested in this game, especially when Kelce made some key plays, as well as with Watson and Rice, Valdez-Scantling, with Mecole Hardman, and even Pacheco making some key catches out of the backfield. San Francisco's really going to have to tighten up on their secondary and free agency and going through the draft. Kyle Shanahan, he'll be back. He will be back. And listen, Kyle, he's got a good support system around him with John Lynch in management, and also with Jed York. So San Francisco is going to be back, but it's tough to win in professional sports. And it's certainly tough to win in the National Football League. And you just never know. That's why every year is so important. So again, the final score, the Kansas City Chiefs 25, the San Francisco 49ers 22. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP. And that's the post-game show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and we'll leave you now with the game-winning touchdown from Patrick Mahomes to Mecole Hardman. And also, again, we'll leave you with reactions from Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce. Until next time, so long, everyone.
First and goal. Mahomes swings at you.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City! And this was the Andy Reid special. This is the Andy Reid special. We talked about he was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hardman, who they didn't have, right?
And they win it by three on this touchdown throw to Mecole Hardman, who started the season as a Jet.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Andy, the football team, our coaching staff, on an incredible performance. And it's been an amazing five-year run. I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity. Watching today's game, I couldn't help but think about my parents and how proud they would be of this football team. At their heart, they were the biggest Chiefs fans in the world, and they would love celebrating another world championship with the best fans in the NFL, Chiefs Kingdom. Kudos to the team. What an incredible performance. One of the most thrilling Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. defense play out of mind. Huh? How about that D, baby? Our defense played great, and then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful. Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those? Jeez!
Just the whole game was just kind of our whole entire season. It was the defense just keeping us in there, and then the offense making plays when it counted. And then, of course, Harrison Bucker hitting from about 70. So it was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just proud of the guys. They kept believing. And I'm proud of the coaches for calling up those plays. They got us some touchdowns there at the end. Yeah, just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that. Yeah, it means the world. Just the whole family of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom is special. Brittany's a great wife with two great kids. I can't ask for anything better than this, man. We're Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. I'll see y'all at the parade. Let's do it, baby.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva! Las Vegas! Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three. But we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with, family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it. You got to fight for your rights. Believe it, baby. I'll see y'all next year.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by Jabra Enhance.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now, for a limited time, save $100 when you order Jabra Enhance Select Hearing Aids with promo code PODCAST. Go to jabraenhance.com. Enter promo code PODCAST to save. JabraEnhance.com, code PODCAST.
For eligible individuals 18 and older in 50 United States and Washington, D.C. with mild to moderate hearing loss only, audiology team may not be able to program hearing aids for some types of hearing loss. See website for details and important safety information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.